Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We've been having a conversation here at Mormon Channel Daily about adoption and the recent decision from LDS Family Services to team up with a website to continue adoption services. But today we're going to be talking about a different aspect of that. And Dr. Kevin Terrio, a clinical social worker who has worked for many years with LDS Family Services, counseling expectant parents who make all kinds of decisions, is joining us in studio today. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here.
First, let's just talk about the range of emotions that expectant parents who are facing maybe thinking about adoption, maybe thinking about keeping their children, what they kind of go through, the inner turmoil.
Of course, that begins when they discover they're pregnant. And that range of emotion is on a continuum, everything from they can think of nothing else to a state of almost denial, where that's the last thing they want to think about.
Is it different for an expectant mother versus an expectant father?
That's a fascinating question, and the answer would be as varied as the individual themselves. I'm not sure that it really varies with reference to the sex of the single expectant parent as much as where they're at emotionally in their life, how they process emotional things, and specifically transitions that they go through in their life.
Obviously, they go through all different types of thinking and thoughts. Many of them face very hard decisions and come from a full range of backgrounds. But is there a timetable during which the pregnancy, when it's best to make a decision whether they're going to keep the child or whether they're going to give them up for adoption?
I don't know that there's a time frame necessarily, but with reference to the single expectant mother, I have noticed throughout my career that the first two trimesters, their tendency is to try and put off that decision-making for any number of different reasons, but their decision-making becomes most solidified in that third trimester when the pregnancy becomes real, when they come to the conclusion that this is going to happen, I have to decide what's going to be in the best interest of my child. It becomes more poignant at that point.
How can family members or church leaders or friends support someone who is in this situation, whether they decide to keep their child or give them up for adoption?
Well, the first thing, of course, I would encourage is that they pray and ponder and ask God that question. But if you're asking me that particular question, I would say to take your cue from the single expectant parent. The overall guide would be to just love them, express love, express caring. When it comes to the pregnancy itself, I would suggest the old adage, if they want your opinion or your input, they'll ask for it and be hesitant, unless inspired to do so, be hesitant to offer those suggestions or opinions until or unless they do ask.
The church, of course, the LDS church will not tell a parent one way or another what they should do, whether they should give their child up for adoption or whether they should keep them, because that's such an individual decision. But any last thoughts for someone in this situation, or maybe someone who knows a family member or friend who is in this situation?
Well, for the person themselves, I would suggest that the best decisions are typically what we would call informed decisions. And you want to gather information from any and every source that you can as you ponder what might be best for you and for your child. This decision will have far-reaching ramifications for you and may be identified as the biggest decision ever made in the child's life. So get a lot of information, whether that be from parents, from ecclesiastical leaders, from mental health professionals. Gather a lot of information.
And I really love what you just said about loving the expectant parent that's in this situation, you know, unconditionally.
The single expectant parent who's a member of the church has already gone through a great deal of self-condemnation, typically. And they're already feeling extremely sensitive about being judged by those around them. Hence, those around them, I strongly encourage you to just reach out in love and caring and kindness. It's okay to ask about how they're doing physically. Are they feeling okay? How that part of it. But when it comes to any other aspect, just make sure that you're expressing love and kindness for them. And my strongest suggestion would be to say to them, I want you to know you're in my prayers and that I'm praying that God will give you the direction you need and that you'll have the strength to follow it.
Well, that is wonderful advice. Dr. Kevin Terrio, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.